All right, Joe, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now because John McClain from the Houston Chronicle is waiting to talk to us a little bit about a situation that happened yesterday. We saw it all over social media with Deshaun Watson, the Miami Dolphins, rumored to be in the trade business for him. Also, John, thank you for a couple minutes this morning. I'm sure you were plenty busy yesterday. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
John, help us out a little bit. This obviously got things fired up here a little bit. Do you still expect something to happen with Deshaun Watson and the Miami Dolphins here in the next few days?
Here's what's going on. As you guys know, this has been going back and forth between Caserio and Greer for months, off and on. The Dolphins were one of eight teams that initially showed interest in Watson. And then when the legal issues started piling up, 22 total civil suits, and then everybody backed off and wanted a resolution in the civil suits. And so far, we don't have that. And they still have the police investigation and the NFL investigation. And so there have been several false starts. And I don't know why it cranked back up this week, you know, whether it's getting closer to the trade deadline. And the Dolphins know that if they're not the team by the trade deadline, remember, Watson has no trade clause. From what I've been told, he's told them other teams he's not going there, that he wants to come to Miami. And he's told them he'll waive that no trade clause to come to the Dolphins. And there's speculation that Will Fuller signed there because he thought Watson would eventually be there. And I know Will's hurt, but those two are really tight. Last year, Fuller was having a great season as Watson's go-to receiver till he was suspended for the last five games. And so if they wait till the draft, then there's going to be a bunch more teams interested, and the price would go up. You know, you look around the league, the Giants may give up on Daniel Jones, two number ones. Lions never sold on Jared Goff, two number ones. What about Pittsburgh? What about Seattle if Russell Wilson leaves? Denver and Carolina have been seriously interested since the get-go, just like Miami. Of all the interests, the teams that seem to me to be the most would have been Miami, Carolina, and Denver. And so what's happened, they intensified the negotiations this week, and they are hoping to get a deal done before the week's over. And if it falls apart, they want to get it done before the trade deadline on November 2nd. But it's a lot of moving parts because of the off-the-field issues. And Watson's been reporting for work every day. He works out on his own. He goes to meetings, does all his workouts. He's been working out throughout the offseason because when the time comes that he was traded, and he knew eventually he would be, he wanted to hit the ground running. And from a selfish perspective, I'm covering a terrible team, too, 1-5, five losses in a row. They're going to Arizona to get stomped, but they're going against J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins, so there's a lot of interest in that game here. And then if he goes to the Dolphins this week, and I don't know what's happening with Tua Tagovailoa, but if he were there, the Texans play there on November 7th. And if Watson was making his debut in that game, there'd be a whole lot of interest in Houston.
Let me ask you, do you believe the Texans are interested in Tua Tagovailoa?
I have not, since this goes back to the first time I heard they were interested. You know, teams like the Jets and the 49ers were seriously interested, and then they used their number ones on quarterbacks. Right. Patriots at one point were interested. So I have never heard Tagovailoa's name mentioned in any of the speculation about the Texans. They have Davis Mills, their first draft choice, who was in the third round. They didn't have their first two because of the Tunsil trade. So they're playing him right now, and he's looked like a rookie quarterback, good at times, bad at other times. Mm-hmm. But I know they like him. Do they believe he's a quarterback of the future and they don't have to try to get one? It's way too early for anybody to know that. And maybe Tua will be involved, but I have not heard his name mentioned since the beginning.
John, I want to flip it around a little bit and put you here in Miami as a reporter and a beat guy for the Miami Dolphins for a second. If this trade was made for the Miami Dolphins and the Houston Texans without knowing what the NFL is going to do discipline-wise with him, what would a John McClain article look like after that trade was made, not knowing if he's going to be able to play past probably this season if something does happen legal issue-wise? Like, I want the trade to be made if that's the right trade, but if you don't know if he's going to play next year, would you make that trade?
Well, first of all, I've thought all along, originally I thought he would play this year. I told people I think he'll play. I don't think Stephen Ross would approve a deal to the Dolphins if he doesn't talk to Roger Goodell. You know, Roger Goodell works for the owners. They don't work for him. So if they want an answer from him, he's got to give it to them. And I think that, you know, maybe he gets legal issues resolved. I don't know. There's been nothing that we've heard in weeks, both the attorneys representing the plaintiffs and Watson, while they go back and forth with broadsides every once in a while. They've been very quiet in recent weeks. I can tell you what you would get with Watson. You'd been a quarterback who last season had the best season of his career in every statistic, even though they traded Deshaun Watson, even though Will Fuller was suspended the last five games, Randall Cobb was hurt the last six games, they took guys off the bench, he made them look good. It didn't translate to victories because they had the worst run defense of the league, third worst defense, they had the second worst running game, and yet he excelled in every area. And people were so fired up here because they had their quarterback issue resolved. But J.J. Watt wanted out because he knew a rebuilding was coming with the new GM and coach. Watson wanted out. They didn't want to go through a 2-3-4 year rebuild, and went sure bad. So Watt got his release. Watson, they asked to be released. They said, of course not. We just signed you to a 4-year, $156 million extension that goes into effect in 2022. There's no way we're going to release you. So he said, okay, I want to be traded. I'll never play here again. I'll sit out the offseason. I'll sit out regular season. Then when they change that rule, till you got, they realize, whoops, $50,000 a day if you're not here. So he reported on time. He's been inactive every game. He's worked out like crazy. And you'd be getting a great quarterback who I believe is 26.
Yeah. Let me ask you, John, real quickly, too, trade. We're trying to figure out. We don't have as many draft picks as we used to. Just curious, what do you think it would take and what kind of draft picks are they looking at?
Nick Caserio has asked from the get-go for 3 ones and 2 twos. Back when 8 teams were interested, he thought he might finagle a starting defensive player out of that. And then, of course, the legal issues began to pile up and teams started to draft quarterbacks in the first round. He's not trying to get 3 ones in 1 year. You can do it over a 3-year span. I know the Dolphins have 49ers picks the next 2 years. Their pick, Texans finally have their number one picks after the Tunsil trade was completed. And I don't know if facilitated, he'd take less than the 2 twos, but I know they've been adamant about needing 3 number one draft choices, but not in 1 season.
Yeah, wow. Have you talked to Deshaun Watson? Is he always, you know, this thing started with he wanted to come here, then it cooled off when ESPN was getting all those reports daily. Have you talked to him? Is this where he's always wanted to go?
Nobody has talked to Deshaun Watson since his last Zoom after last season. He has spoken to no one. He's turned down our request to talk to him going back to the first day of training camp when he reported. So we don't know what he's thinking. He doesn't tweet much. He did originally, but not about this. And as far as Miami, I know he spends some time there. He's got friends there. And I'm sure he likes what the Dolphins did in the offseason. Remember, Brian Flores spent 11 years with Nick Caserio in New England. They know each other very well. Chris Greer is the driving force with Caserio on this. They have to know each other from being in AFC so long together. So I don't know if it's coming down today. They'd love for it to come down today, this week. I know the Texans want to trade him, but they weren't ever going to do it unless they got what they wanted or what they were close to what they wanted.
Yeah, I just want to ask, John, you've been around the NFL a long time. You've been around this Houston team since the beginning. You've been around just NFL teams in general. How weird is it for this organization to have Deshaun Watson there, like you said, coming in and working out every day and really not a part of this team at all?
It was strange at first when he would come out and he'd be out at training camp and we could watch all the practice during training camp. Sometime he'd line up at safety in a drill, sometime at tight end because they didn't want the reps being taken away from Davis Mills and Tyrod Taylor, who was the new starter, and they had a third guy too. So he was just out there. And, of course, every move he made, it was shot by TVs, videos. It went up on the internet immediately. One time he got frustrated when he walked by and said, why y'all keep taking pictures of me? And then once camp, I mean, once training regular season started, access was limited, and so media doesn't see him out there. But he works out on his own anyway, so he wanted to make sure that he's ready to go physically. And I don't know how he'll play when he gets there, but if he plays like he played here during his first four seasons, he'll be a great quarterback for a long time.
John, before we let you go, the fan base, the Texans fan base, if you guys had a poll today, would they want to keep Deshaun Watson or would they prefer to trade him at this point?
Well, first of all, it's a moot point. They've known for months now he's going to be traded.
Yeah.
People blamed it on the Texans. They're mad at the Texans because they were 4-12. You know, 2 years ago they beat Buffalo in a wild card game and led the Chiefs 24-0. Then it's all gone down the toilet. But he doesn't want to play here. He would never play here again, and they're going to accommodate him. It's just a matter of will it be today, tomorrow, or before the trade deadline.
John, thank you. Really appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
John McClain from the Houston Chronicle joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Wow. All right. We got a lot more stuff to get to, including something very important. That's called the Miami Heat opener against the Milwaukee Bucks. Pretty damn good. We're expecting to have Duncan Robinson on here in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll check in on the text machine. It just started kicking out text.
Incredible.
Got it working.
Right.
We're ready to go. Woody, just his technical skills back there are fantastic.
Yeah,
he's got it. He's got it rolling. We got to go to break, but I got to tell you about something we don't like to talk about, sports-related injuries. We hate them. Everybody. Nobody wants to get hurt, man. You're out playing a sport you just love playing and you get injured. You're like, oh, my God. Just puts you in a bad mood. Well, I got some good news. We got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, a big part of Baptist Health South Florida. And, man, they have put together a group of all-star doctors for every part of the body. Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement. Hand specialist. I want to say this, too. People ask me all the time, Joe, where do the pros go? Because that's where I want to go. They're taking care of those professional athletes. That's where Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. Guess what they all have in common? You got it. Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Those great doctors are working with all those teams. And, boy, I'll tell you what. It's nice to know they got in-house physical therapists working with those doctors, giving you a great chance to get healthy a lot faster. And that's one thing I really like. And I also like the fact we had a brand new, beautiful state-of-the-art facility right off 595 in Pine Island in Broward County for you, man. So we got it all. And you can see those same doctors that are working on those million-dollar athletes every day. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho and make an appointment today. All right, we are expecting to have Duncan Robinson, one of the best three-point shooters in the business, and it starts tonight. Can't get a better opening night game at home right now. Now, somebody's going to say LeBron James. The Milwaukee Bucks, the champs, will be in town.
Well, you want to play the team that just kind of knocked you out, right? Like a little revenge game.
I just think if you got season tickets or you got tickets for tonight, you got a good one, man. You got a good one with the new look Heat and the experience. And Duncan and Tyler and the rest of those guys. So this will be fun, and hopefully we'll have them on here in the next 20 minutes or so and get a chance to talk to him for a few minutes before I'm guessing he hits a little shoot around this morning. Also, want to thank John McClain for talking about this Deshaun Watson thing, which is crazy, and how the Dolphins will handle this thing going forward today and players. It's just awkward for everybody. I know we got the text machine working. 305-567-0560. Woody, what do you got coming in?
Well, first things first, apparently Flores is not speaking today.
Uh-oh. Well, that looks guilty.
Well, no.
Why?
He didn't cancel. He speaks on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday because of new NFL rules only making it mandatory to talk three times
goodness.
A week.
So who's going to get nailed and have to answer that question today?
I haven't gotten anything from the Dolphins about who's speaking today, so I don't know.
Wow.
I didn't realize that. I thought Coach
spoke. Why don't you go down there and ask some hard questions?
I thought Coach spoke every day.
I'm very curious, by the way, your guys' opinion on this interview we just had. And if you want me to read the text, I can, because I gave you my opinion, Joe, and you walked in and you jumped down my throat over it. But
see, that's bullshit right off the bat. Shut up, man. I didn't do that. You just make something up. Like, I didn't. I just said I disagree with your take on it. But I didn't jump down your throat. Why do you do that? What do you have?
What are you so sensitive for?
Because you just make stuff up.
Well, do you want to give your thoughts on it? I don't think that anything he said was anything new. I don't think there was any sources of any kind. It just seems like more of the same stuff from before.
So you think it's from agents?
I just think that was the agent that just said, hey, you know, put this out there, basically. I don't think that was anything breaking or anything real in anything that was said. And I'm not trying to dog the guy, but it to me did not feel like there was anything
real in that
interview.
I'm sorry we brought him on.
I just think that something happened. Something happened in the last 24 hours where all the beat writers.
Did it?
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you think? They just were like, hey.
Okay, you don't think the agent has all the beat writers' numbers?
I just said something happened. It could be the agent that actually put this out there and called the reporters and said, it's all amping up. We talked to the GM.
Why doesn't Schefter have it?
Because maybe they didn't call those guys.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So how do you think this went out?
Nobody calls the biggest guys in the game.
How do you think this went out then? What do you think happened? You think just an agent called John McClain?
I just told you.
John McClain called his other buddies?
And listen. I just told you what I think.
I wasn't listening to you. I wasn't listening.
Yeah. So what your strong takes.
Right.
What else you have coming in?
Agent driven and the interview sucked. That's good. I'm glad you put that out there.
Right. I didn't say that.
It's good stuff. That's good for us.
Well, you were asking the question, so of course it sucked.
Right.
What else you got coming in?
Sorry.
Fighting with a 5-year-old.
Ooh.
Like seriously. Like Hollywood, just wake up, dude. If your opinion is that you thought it was an agent driven thing, that's fine. Don't come out and say that somebody jumped down your throat or I asked stupid questions. Like come on. Just come on. It's like stupid. You act like a 5-year-old.
What do we got coming in?
Injury report for Miami. Players already quitting to avoid the injury and the train wreck. There were a lot of players on the injury report.
I hate to say it, but we're not the only team that's got a whole bunch. All the Baltimore guys quit. Cleveland guys all quit.
All right. Cleveland's got 5 guys out tonight. Maybe.
I'm the biggest atheist in the world, and I honestly believe there's nothing the Dolphins can do personnel-wise to break the curse.
We're going to bring religion into it now, right?
I just didn't know if you're talking about have a religion. I thought you were talking about the old Orange Bowl curse.
Even know what curse we're talking about.
The Orange Bowl curse. There's people that believe.
The Dan Marino curse at this point.
Stupid moves by a desperate man. He will get fired regardless. Joe, just show us stupid you and Greer and Flores are. They're undermining the guy. I'm sorry, these are coming in way too quickly.
They're saying I'm undermining the player. You said they put me in there? Put me in there.
You sign / draft injury prone players. Why be shocked if they get injured? Thanks, Greer.
It's valid.
I'm guessing those guys have all had a chance to talk to Chris, Tom, and the owner. Especially the owner, who I'm guessing was pissed after that London game and the way they've been playing, to say, hey, I want to ask you a question here. Not from the coaching, but from the players. Those young players that we have, a bunch of them. What do we see in those guys? Slow developers. Anyway.
This is my favorite text of the day here. John McClain should stick to shooting bad guys rather than being a puppet for Watson's agent.
He saved Nakatomi Tower. Give him a break.
Maybe.
You ever seen Die Hard?
You've seen Die Hard.
I've seen all the Die Hards, right. Yes. By the way, that's right. By the way, real quickly, while you guys are talking about that, it could be. We'll find out today. The Dolphins can say, hey, man, this is all BS.
Well, no one's going to come out and talk. Who's talking to them?
Well, they should and go look at wherever this stuff's coming from. Maybe it is. Maybe it's an agent. I don't know for 100%. I just know that this guy's been around 35 years, and there's a good chance agents don't talk to all those guys. But I will say this in fairness. Most of our guys get their stuff from agents. Our local guys.
Listen to that interview. What is your opinion? I'm not going to fight with Zach anymore. What was your opinion on the interview? Do you think that was real stuff that came from inside a team, or do you think that was agent-driven? Because to me, it sounded like there was nothing new in that story from anything that we've heard in the past.
Well, we're close to the trade deadline, so let's start with the November 2nd date. That's for real. And I just think you've got some bad relationships with the team and the writers, and I just saw my original theory that those guys are trying to give those guys a little something, that there might be a deal coming here real soon with the Miami Dolphins. Because that organization is a little screwed up right now, too.
Top down.
That's all. But, hey, Woody, you might be right. I'm not. I'm going to sit here and say 100%.
No,
I don't know.
I just
know.
Think, like, if a deal that significant is going to go down, wait till, you know, and again, I'm not trying to crap on this guy, but Adam Schefter, Jay Glazer, like, one of those guys will
that's
have
true.
It if a deal that significant is going to go down. It's like in the NBA, like, Woj is going to have it. Shams is going to have it. Like,
well, the interesting thing, Adam Schefter could have killed it last night because I heard him. And I didn't hear Adam Schefter, who was doing daily updates with his agent. They were doing daily updates, killing everybody, and they stopped after they realized that there was another issue called 22 massage therapist. And then all of a sudden – and by the way, Adam, I don't know if you've noticed the last few days, has kind of toned it down
a little bit
after he got smacked across the head having guys write his articles for him that are on teams. So that I don't know about the Adam Schefter. I'm not a huge Adam Schefter fan anyway, but go ahead.
You want to discuss that?
No.
We just get a text that says PR nightmare.
Yeah, it's bad.
And again, I don't know how the Dolphins, like, if you did do this, which I don't know, it doesn't sound to me like they are, but if you did do this, how do you manage that situation?
To your point in getting back, and I was thinking about during the break when you said it, and you said I ripped you and stuff in the back there.
No, don't. Sorry.
The thing that's pretty interesting about this, usually when two teams are talking back and forth, hey, you're keeping stuff between it because the last thing you want to do is kill the deal if it is going to happen, and you don't want this to happen. So, to your point, you could be right. I mean, you can go different theories on different things.
This is a smart text. Trade for Watson, hard to tackle a guy covered in massage oil.
Well, that oil's tough.
Could the story be a way to scare Tua? No, I don't. Tua's not the problem right now. Tua's
poor
Tua's
showing up to work going, am I getting ready to go somewhere else?
He's catching shrapnel every day from these stories.
Another text. Rosen had the plug pulled in 1 year, and they found a sucker to give up a second-round pick for him.
They are a sucker.
You guys liked the deal.
I did. I have to admit. At the time.
I did like the deal.
Right.
And I'd like the deal now. If someone wanted to give up a second for Tua, wouldn't you do that?
We gave up.
See if he could play.
We gave up a second and five for a handful of games for Josh Rosen, and you think that's good?
I mean, bro, what would they have taken with the pick? Be a guy that's not here anyway.
First of all, we did all our homework. Adam and those guys did all their homework.
They could have went up and got
him. Yeah, but what's the difference? Blow the pick on a tryout or blow the pick on a draft pick. I mean, they're going to blow it either way.
I'd rather have Sennett than have Rosen. By the way, I shouldn't say that. Rosen's the backup quarterback now for the
you see him.
Falcons.
You see him this weekend, maybe. At least on the field.
Strange kid,
Texas
man.
Says,
yippee-ki-yay,
you have had smoke blown up your you-know-what. I agree.
What's that?
That's a yippee-ki-yay as a diehard reference. He's talking about John McClane.
Oh, John McClane. Mm. Okay.
Nakatomi Tower.
All right.
You want one from D.C. Rob before we try to get to Duncan Robinson here? Joe's never taking off. Too much of a money hole. Got to save for the attorneys.
You know, that's really mean-spirited stuff that he says.
I agree. He is a mean-spirited guy, D.C. Rob.
But D.C.
Rob. He's very nice and loyal, so I do like
no,
him.
No, I appreciate D.C. staying with us, but just I almost think he's one call away from telling my wife I'm cheating on her or something, so she'll leave me. Like,
you know we'll never tell.
You don't have to worry because you ain't never going to know anything about me, Woody. Strictly professional. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers here before we get to Duncan Robinson. Yeah, Duncan, he's a nice, big, tall guy. He sure would like those Tahoes and Suburbans. Nice and comfortable. Roomy for everybody, man. That's why those big SUVs in 2021 got a brand new look. And by the way, got even roomier, more space for them. Same thing with our midsize 2021 Traverse. Again, midsize, but so much space. Almost in some cases feels bigger than some of the other guys. Big SUVs. It is fun to drive, too. And then the Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, but again, so much substance, so fun to drive. The Blazer family. And then I got to get right over to the Silverado trucks. We are loaded down. Every Chevy dealership you go to in South Florida, you're going to notice there's a lot of trucks. Every kind of style truck you could possibly think of that fits your lifestyle and your family's lifestyle perfectly, we got them for you, and we got unbelievable deals. Matter of fact, I see individual Chevy dealerships promoting, we got lots of trucks, come see us. Well, I'm just telling you, as a big family, come on down and test drive one of those bad trucks we have. They are big and bad and ready for you right now. So what are you waiting for? Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take some test drives and fall in love today, man. Convenient locations in Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today. It's your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, welcome back, and good morning. What a wild morning it's been, and we do have some good news because the Miami Heat, usually when you say the Miami Heat, is really good news, and they open up their season tonight. And by the way, yep, they've got the NBA champions in town, the Milwaukee Bucks,
who already got
a win against the Nets, and the Panthers in action at home, back home after getting a nice road win against Tampa Bay, now 3-0 against the Avalanche. And then you just hang out at the house if you want and got a little NFL football. If you got a couple of fantasy guys playing, so we got a busy, busy night of sports, and we'll see. So we're waiting, and we'll see if we get Duncan Robinson this morning or not. And if not, maybe we can get him another time. But anyway, we've been all over trying to evaluate this this interview that John McClain had.
Well, can I read you a text? And I think this pretty much sums it up. Greer and Flores have failed in evaluating and developing talent in their most important decisions. They should not be trusted with mortgaging the future to save their jobs. A new GM and coach should be deciding how best to proceed and whether that should involve Watson.
First of all, you're giving them way too much credit on this one. This one goes way over their head.
Right. They're making the decision for the owner.
What?
Who's that? Oh, okay, you think this is coming from the owner, this decision?
If it happens,
yep.
Oh, yeah, he's got to be heavily involved. I mean, if those guys did call and go, hey, we got this trade deadline coming up, and he's going to look and say some of those things you're saying, like, after everything we've done and all your chances to get a quarterback, and now you're basically telling me 13 games in, he's not the guy. That's because that's what you're saying. You're saying Tua's not the guy. Is that what you got after London and we lost that game? Is Tua's not the guy? Actually, I thought Tua was one of the better things in that game.
Right.
So I don't know.
That it does have that feeling to it. I think I said this to you earlier this morning. Like, it does have a feeling of people trying to salvage their jobs here, because if Chris Greer does pull this trade off, you can't just fire him afterwards.
I disagree with that.
It's the biggest.
What do you mean afterwards? Like after the season?
No, because this would be the biggest trade in the history of the franchise. I think we all agree on that, right?
Right. So why do you think he's going to be allowed to make it by himself?
The architect of the trade, like, this is the guy who's setting this whole thing up.
Yeah, but he's getting the okay.
I just don't see them allowing him to proceed with this big, massive trade and then canning him. Like, that just doesn't seem to make sense to me.
I just think that the trade's coming from upstairs, that he's going to facilitate the trade, but anyone can facilitate the trade. That Stephen Ross has to be the last okay on this, and then goes to Tom Garfinkel, and then Garfinkel goes down to Chris Greer, where Chris Greer will make the trade and get the details from it. But I don't think that saves Chris Greer's job.
There is no way at this point that they're letting Chris Greer go, hey, just want to hit everybody with something new. We're moving on from the quarterback. What? Chris?
Yeah, Chris can't be.
We've been watching your work closely. Right. Hey, Chris, I don't know. Slow down. That's got to run by a couple of steps up the ladder before that's going
to
happen.
Florio just posted something. It said Texans apparently are trying to get more teams to the table for Deshaun Watson.
That could be.
Right.
Leverage is always good.
He says it could come from either side, obviously, but if it's coming from
the Texans. I'm a big leverage guy. Always been a big leverage guy.
He's trying to leverage the Dolphins and the Eagles and the Panthers and whoever else might be involved or interested.
Texas says Omar Kelly says we should go after Aaron Rodgers. I'm saying that to you guys since – last offseason. If he wants out of Green Bay after this season, why wouldn't you do, anything and everything possible to bring that guy here?
Why don't we throw Russell Wilson in there, too?
He might be available, too.
Why don't we throw all the guys you believe are – yeah, okay. Well, if they're both, we'll see if that indeed happens. Like, he's going to all of a sudden, if he's done. What if that team wins a championship? You think he's leaving? If he goes deep in the playoffs, you think Aaron's going to leave?
He's a strange guy, man.
That's
true. He seems to want
with
out.
With him, I can't really tell, right? Could he be the guy that goes to Green Bay for this last year, wins a Super Bowl, and walks out on the team afterwards?
No, he is different.
I have a tough time reading him, but he looks like he's having a good time this season, doesn't he?
He is. Outside of game one, yeah.
I'd say he's got a little leverage, considering how good he is, and 37 now in this NFL for for quarterbacks is young.
They haven't extended that number one wide receiver.
Tom Brady is Brady's giving all these guys a lot more money. There's going to be a lot of guys playing in their 40s.
Tom Brady should be everyone's agent, right? All these quarterbacks, he should be their agent. What he's done has helped every one of them out.
I don't know. Tom left a lot. He got a lot of rings, but he left a lot of money on the table.
Yeah, you're right.
And he's probably going to, I'd rather have the damn rings than that. My wife makes up for whatever money I've lost, she makes up for.
Texter saying Lewis Riddick hit it spot on. Do you want to play that again?
Yeah, if you got time, go ahead.
We do.
Is again linked to a potential trade with Miami. So what makes more sense, acquiring Watson or keeping Tua?
Look, I don't see how right now it makes any sense for the acquiring team or as an acquiring team to go ahead and negotiate a trade for a player who you have no idea when he's going to be available. You have none. That just seems grossly irresponsible to me. You know, on the point, and since we're talking about Miami in particular, as far as Tua is concerned, look, I don't know how you pull the plug on a player right now that when you compare him, let's just say, to a guy like Justin Herbert, the situations have been totally different. And if we look at that, you know, in its totality, look, number one, been healthy. Tua has not been healthy. You look at Herbert's situation, he had great mentors in the early part of his career last year and guys like Pat Hamilton, and then this year and guys like Brandon Staley and new offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi. These are all people who helped him continue to develop and turn into the player that he has been. And then on top of it, a guy like Herbert has had great weapons in guys like Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. Tua has had none of that. He hasn't had the help. He hasn't had the mentors. He hasn't been in the same kind of offensive system that would lead to him having the kind of success that that Justin Herbert has had. And so right now, I just don't know how you are able to make a true definitive declaration as to what he is as far as his prospects in the NFL when you haven't really set the table for him. I understand the fascination with Deshaun because of his ability and what he has proven on the field when he's been on the field. But as far as Tua is concerned, he has not been set up for success to this point. And if you are lucky enough to get a hold of a young man like this because Miami does what they want to do at the quarterback position and move opposite of him, I would be definitely looking into doing that and then trying to set the table for this young man because I feel like the deck has been stacked against him. Some of it has been in Miami's control. Some of it has not.
I'll say one thing. Whether it was the team stuff or agent stuff that's got this going and everybody's working to get more leverage and more teams involved, which makes sense too, I'll say one thing. It just – bad situation for the Dolphins coming
right
back and
terrible.
Have to deal with that because Lefty's got to hear all this stuff. Whatever you think of him, I mean, he is just.
We're lucky Tua spoke yesterday. What do you think those questions would be like today?
That poor guy's got to play on Sunday.
Yeah, he's got to play.
Right.
And first thing he wants to know, and his agent, I'm guessing, wanted to know is, hey, is he going to be here? Or what are you guys doing? Oh, no, that's not us. That's those guys working everybody. So you're telling me. You're telling me Tua's going to be here going forward, right? Is that what you're – because he wants to know. Because he understands stuff gets leaked out there. Everybody's got their own agenda. Texans got their own agenda. Deshaun's got his agent. They've got their own agenda. But we want to know what's going on here. Is he going to make it through this year? Those stuff that agent's going to want to know. Lee Steinberg and
of course.
Tua Tagovailoa's got to – he's got to be wondering, geez, I'm getting ready, talking about our team, you know, playing together and having a chance to beat Atlanta, even though we haven't been very good. Crazy.
How about Deshaun? Just
I have
his
no
destination,
idea.
Miami.
You know, we went back and forth on this agent and the team and who's behind all this stuff, and it's a
wild situation.
One that's got to pay is
right.
Miami Dolphins, because the guy that's got a quarterback is the guy in the middle of this. And by the way, I think, much rather have Tua out there than Brissett, personally. And I think he does some things.
Tua's been fine. He's not the problem.
A lot more problems on this team.
You want a couple more texts?
Yeah, you got a minute or so. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty here. did we ever find out why Tua isn't a captain? If we trade picks for Watson, it will set the team back 5 to 10 years. We'll have a great QB, but nothing else around him.
By the way, it is a good point.
Yeah.
He may want to call Ryan Tannehill and like, how are they going to fix it?
Right.
Now, we got a big free agent class because we got a lot of money coming up. But again.
Well, that's the only way you're going to be able to fix it if you trade 3 or 4 first.
I hope
picks.
We do a better job next time around free agency than we did this one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We had a lot of one-hit wonders.
This guy says, I'm naive. He really thinks if this trade goes down that Chris Greer is orchestrating it. It's the front office nodding their heads yes sir, no sir to Mr. Ross at this point. I mean, Stephen Ross could say, do the trade, but Chris Greer has to, like, work it, right? I mean,
he's got to facilitate.
Yeah, but he's got to tell him.
Stephen Ross is going to call up the Texans and be like, here's what our offer is, and let's negotiate. Like, Ross not going to negotiate the deal. Chris Greer will.
He's going to be in on one thing Mr. Ross and Tom Garfinkel understand, the value of high draft picks. Not at some point,
the last couple
at
years.
Some point you go, hey, that might be a little much there. I mean, we got to try something different here.
Mm. Here's a good ending. Please support two of my fantasy team is dependent on Waddle and Gaskin.
I'm sorry.
Well, listen, I'm sorry.
Right.
It has been a crazy Jeez. Day. Hey, listen, the Heat played tonight. We couldn't get Duncan. He was out shooting threes, so we didn't have a chance to get him. Maybe we can get him
hits a couple tonight.
Next week. Right. Just make sure. Yeah, don't worry about
I'm
us.
I'm bummed out because Duncan's on my fantasy
just
team.
Just hit some shots.
Well then better off that he's practicing.
I think he hits six threes tonight.
Wow.
And goes for 24 points.
That's a nice little game right
off
there.
Off to a great start.
You know what I asked him at media day? I asked him if I was 6'6", if he thought – that I could play in the NBA.
It's a true question that Hollywood
Maybe
asked
that's why
over at the table.
I thought you were just going to bring a wedding dress and ask him to marry you or something.
No, he did that to Jimmy. I thought he did that to Jimmy. Right.
Hey, we're out of time.
Jimmy Butler fan, yeah.
Listen, I'd love to talk to you guys, but I'm a format guy, and we are out of time. Have a great day, everybody.